Blog Talk Radio.
Living in the moment. Welcome to Teachable Moments with your host, Amber Waters Porter. Prepare to enjoy conversations and practical discussions with biblical principles that inform, inspire, and lift your spirits to new heights. Listen weekly as you live in the moment and allow God to speak wisdom to your life. Now, find your moment with your host, Amber Waters Porter.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Amber Waters Porter. And we are here again on our show. Tonight, we will not have our Mama Says segment with Pastor Carolyn Porter. She is taking care of some very serious pastoral business, so she will not join us. But she did ask that we pray for her and hold her up in prayer, as well as one of the members of her church. Okay, so getting right to our guest from last week, this week, and he'll be finishing up next week. We have Apostle Favor Agadosa with us tonight. Welcome, Apostle.
Hello. Greetings, Mr. Ember. Hello, listeners.
Greetings. So last week, we really got into the dynamics of prophetic warfare, and you were really starting to deal with fasting and praying, but we didn't quite get a chance to finish that up. And you said last week that you really wanted to get into it more and really break it down. So we're going to give you the chance to just recap, just touch the points for dynamics of prophetic warfare, and then really get into the fasting praying that you really wanted to talk about. So I'm ready, and I'm going to try to recap for those who may not catch your deep, rich accent, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's go.
All right. Listeners and everyone, God bless you all, and the entrance of the word, give it light. And understanding to the simple, the word of God comes forth in teaching, in conversation, in giving insight, and which it's processed into understanding to the simple. Simplicity means the ability to take what you receive and patient enough to process it. Every word that comes forth today and that has been coming, you need to take it in you and process it, believing that it will work for you. Amen. We started to talk about the dynamics of prophetic warfare. And I did mention that it is prophetic because it is based on the word of God. And not just on the word of God, it is based on the written word of God as his commands and testimony that is lifted from Logos to Rhema. It is warfare because you go into to respond, to confront, and to react to every move of the opposition, which is called the adversary. And if you remember, I mentioned 1 Peter 5 and 8, and also act not only to vigilant, a paraphrase, for you to also be aware that the enemy, the lion, is moving all over the place seeking for whom to devour. Amen, somebody. Yes,
okay.
And the adversary is what you are responding to. And any moment you respond to the adversary with the word of God, it is a warfare. And I did also mention to us that we should also remember that dynamics of the prophetic warfare, we should take it seriously. The reason is, warfare is the culture of every child of God. Just as nations and tribes and people have culture, every tribe on earth have their own culture. So the children of God in the kingdom, we have our own culture, and our culture is warfare. If not, the Bible would not tell us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So which means daily we wrestle. And in the book of Revelation 5 and Revelation 2, the Bible did talk about those that overcome, which means as you pass through the face on the surface of the earth, we must war, fight a good fight, because we are fighting it from the angle of victory, okay? I also said that the first thing we do is the fasting and praying is essentially and the platform for heavenly empowerment. And I remember I said, as children of God, we don't go fasting and praying for money, for children, for husband, for wife, for house, and all that. You fast and pray for heaven to empower you to be able to stand against anything that is contrary to what God has said, and we go ahead and receive it. So empowerment is the basis for fasting and praying. And when you go into praying and fasting, as you are empowered, certain things begin to come on you. And remember, I used Luke chapter 4, that Jesus Christ, he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And certain things began to happen, which means that when you are empowered based on the fasting and praying, certain things begin to happen in your life. And one of the things that happen is you take back your dominion, what that man lost, but man lost in the Garden of Eden, Luke 10 and 19. Amen?
Let me break it down for you before you get too far. Okay, so you said insight. Insight is the ability to take what you receive and process it, believe it will work for you.
Simplicity. Yes, simplicity. When the Bible says it gives understanding to the simple.
Okay, simplicity. Yes. Thank you for correcting me. And then you said warfare is prophetic because it's based on the written word of God. And then warfare is to respond and confront the adversary. And that is the whole, what are you warfaring against? And so you use fasting and praying, because when you fast and you pray, you're praying for heavenly empowerment. That's the basis of our fasting and praying, so that we're empowered to stand against the adversary and anything that's contrary to God. And then when we fast, we become empowered and things begin to happen. And one of the major things that happens when we fast and pray is that we're able to take back the dominion that was lost in the garden.
Exactly.
All right. I'm with you.
Okay. So dominion is taken back when you have empowerment. That's the first thing that happens. The Elohim intended for us to have dominion. And as Luke 10, 19 said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And I said, hashtag nothing. So when you have that dominion, you can confront the adversary. And empowerment, the first thing empowerment gives to you is anointing. Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, and from verse 6, that the kind of fasting that God demanded of us. Remember, first, again, I say empowerment. Empowerment gives you back dominion, and when we have dominion, you know that you have taken back the place that the Elohim intended for you in the Garden of Eden. Now, the empowerment comes. First of all, as you fast and pray, the anointing comes upon you. Anointing comes upon you. Verse 6 and the last portion of verse 6 of chapter 58 says, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppression go free, and that ye break every yoke. For those that listened to last week's segment, you will understand things that I said on that area. But I want to let you know that the anointing is the first thing that comes upon you as you fast because of the empowerment. Now, empowerment now changes your personality. As you are empowered, your personality changes. The way you are looked, the way you are received changes. Empowerment gives you influence over your surroundings, and it breaks open the heart of kings for you. Remember, the Bible says when Jesus Christ came out with power, they glorified the name of the Lord. He was being glorified of all. They saw him taught. They said, what manner of power is this? And verse 32 of that of Luke 4 says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. People begin to look at you differently. Remember Psalm 66 and verse 3, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Remember the Bible says, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. There's always submission by reason of the anointing. Your enemy will submit to you. I'm being prophetic right now as I teach so I can go into finishing this part of fasting and praying. The second thing that happens to you when you fast and pray because of the prophetic warfare is insight, which is revelation. That's in verse 8, all right? In verse 8, insight, revelation. What did the Bible say in verse 8? He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Your light will break forth as the anointing have come upon you, as you have received the empowerment. Revelation begins to come upon you. It's very practical. When you go into fasting and praying, and you're praying and you're meditating on the Word of God, insight begins to come. The Word of God becomes clearer to you. You are having, you're receiving, like the light of God is shining into you to receive things that have been hidden hitherto, that you have pondered about and probably had no solution for them. So that is insight. They come upon you as you fast and pray. In prophetic warfare, you must hunt for revelation. You must search for revelation. Hashtag search. When you are fasting and praying for a particular empowerment because of the adversary, you must begin to search for revelation. You want to know the secret of your enemy. You want to know the arsenal that the adversary is using. Why does the devil so much have this influence on me, on my children? Why does the enemy so much have this? Why is the enemy having this so much influence on my husband or my wife? Why are things going on like this? You want to know the whys and the hows. It means you need to search out for revelation while you are fasting and praying. That is, revelation cannot come except the light of God shines, and every darkness, every veil covering the secret of the enemy will be removed. Amen.
Amen.
There are certain things that will not answer except by fasting and praying. I reminded you that Jesus Christ told the disciples, when they came to ask him secretly, why couldn't we cast out that demon in that boy? He said, for this very one cannot go except through fasting and praying. Matthew 17. Except through fasting and praying. There are certain issues in your life that will not leave except you go into your closet, except you separate yourself and go into fasting and praying. Amen. Now, what happens again after the revelation in fasting and praying? In that same chapter 58 and verse 8, what comes to you is your healing benefit, the treasure that you receive. The Bible says, and the morning, and thy health shall bring forth speedily. Your health shall spring forth speedily. Honor us through that so I don't hold us back. So we mentioned that also. Go back to the recording of last teaching and last week conversation. You don't understand what I said about healing. And the fourth gain that comes to you in fasting and praying is the spirit of righteousness, which is the spirit of holiness. Hello, somebody. Remember? Yeah, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of holiness. It is in Ezekiel 36 and verse 27. Let me quickly read from the Amplified version, which I wasn't opportune to read to you last week, that I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my ordinances and do them. I will put my spirit upon you. The spirit, when God says he puts his spirit, he's talking about the spirit of holiness. That is why it is called Holy Spirit. The spirit of God is the spirit of holiness. That is why it is called Holy Spirit. Amen. And the scripture says in that verse 8, he said, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Thy righteousness shall go before thee. There is a sense when you fast and pray. There is a sense of holiness. There is a sense of righteousness. There is something within you that begins to eschew evil. Something within you that begins to avoid evil. Something within you that begins to avoid filth and iniquity. That righteousness will come upon you because you have changed. There is light inside of you, and the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. If you don't have it, I want you to seek it now, even while you are listening to me. Begin to seek for the Spirit of God. He said, I will put my Spirit upon you, and you will be able to obey. You don't obey God before the Spirit comes on you. The Spirit of the Lord comes on you to give you the ability to obey God. Amen. The fifth thing that happens when you fast and pray, as you continue, Sister Ember, is the Spirit of glory. Yeah, okay. The spirit of glory. I'm sure that was where we stopped last week. The spirit of glory. The spirit of glory. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 14 says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ. He said, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. Verse 8, the last part is, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward, shall follow and guard you. This glory of the Lord shall follow you. What disgraces shame is the glory of God. You are being downcast, you mean the glory of God. What puts down shame in your life, what removes reproach in your life, it is the glory of God. The spirit of glory is what destroys shame and reproach. As you listen to this teaching, let your heart begin to pant after the spirit of glory. Break every evidence of shame in my life that the advance. That is where we stopped last week, talking about the spirit of glory, all right? When you fast and pray, based on the scripture, the glory of God comes upon you. Do you know what the glory does? Your face begin to shine. There are certain things in you that you are no more ashamed. You are no more downcast. Certain things in you make people look at you that you are different. It is the glory of God. I want you to seek it today. Amen. What again? Let me pick up on the sixth one. What happens to you when you fast and pray for spiritual warfare? When you fast and pray. Verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Then shall thou call. I want you to circle that word, call, and the Lord shall answer. That sounds like supplication. It sounds like praying. So when all these things, when you are in fasting and praying, and the anointing comes upon you, and the inside revelation comes upon you, and there is the healing, there is the treasure inside of you, and the spirit of righteousness begins to operate in you, and the glory of the Lord is seen all over you, then there is a prayer anointing that comes upon you. Nobody can stop you from praying. Friends, the reason you hire prayer contractors is because of your inability to fast and pray. And when you hire prayer contractors, you are only giving them opportunity to receive more power, not you. You cannot fast and pray, so you cannot fast and pray, so you cannot receive the anointing to pray. But when you put this into practice, there is a prayer anointing that comes upon you. It says, and then, verse 9, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Then shall thou call. I will call upon you, Lord, and you will answer me. Who are you calling upon? Are you calling upon the Lord, or you are calling upon your friend? Are you calling upon God, or you are calling upon people around you? Are you calling upon God, or you are calling upon someone else that is equally struggling? Yes, you can have prayer partners, but I'm talking about spiritual warfare. Whether people interceding for you or not, it's an opportunity to receive the prayer anointing. Let someone with me on this radio tonight receive the prayer anointing through fasting and prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Now I quickly give you the seventh one. If you want to. Everyone asked me to stop so you can recap. It's okay.
Okay.
you want to quickly recap?
Go
ahead.
You can go ahead.
Okay.
Seven.
Okay. Yeah.
Recap it.
Okay. Good. So I just dealt with verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 58. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, "Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity." Listen, let me quickly tell you one more thing under that prayer anointing. When you are listening to me, you have the prayer anointing. You are not going to live a life of pointing finger. When I stand with you and I notice that the kind of person, any little thing, you are quickly pointing fingers at who is hurting you, it means that you lack prayer anointing. You cannot decipher what the enemy is doing in your life. It's there in the scripture. It's right there. It's right there in verse 9. He said, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, then the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity, pointless word, speaking things that do not count, pointing finger and putting finger, yes, this is the one hurting me. This is the one hurting me. God will wait for you to finish all your ranting. So why not save time and face God, and God will answer. Now let's go to verse 10. Let's go to verse 10. That is the seventh gain that you receive as you fast and pray. The Bible says, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness as the noonday. If thou draw out the soul to the hungry, you're fasting and praying. I don't care what battle you are fighting. I don't care if all the witches that you know and the ones you don't know are pursuing you. You must imbibe the spirit of caring. Let your soul have the ability to give in your fasting and praying. Let your soul begin to also have compassion upon those that are poor, that are hungry, while you are fasting. The giving ability. I want you to hashtag giving ability. Ability to care for souls. Destroy self. As I put it on Facebook already today. Self will be destroyed and God will be enthroned when you fast and pray. Flesh will be destroyed and God will be enthroned. Until you begin to care for people, even in your warfare, no matter the battle you are facing. Listen quickly, let me quickly digress, Amber. I've had words from different people that I pray with. The reason they don't do certain things is because the enemy is, and that is where you miss it. The reason you should do those things, the reason you should even release for people that do not have, the people you need to give, is because you want to shame the enemy.
Okay.
Not until you say, oh, I'm having a battle now, so I cannot give. No, the Bible did not say that. You want to come out of your struggling? Then let your soul, then draw out thy soul to the hungry. Satisfy the afflicted soul. When giving becomes your lifestyle, material struggle comes to an end. That issue you are battling with comes to an end. Have you not heard that Christ even will take out of those that don't have and give to those that have? You want to make the enemy guilty, so shame the devil. Givers don't carry lack mentality. In fasting and praying, in spiritual warfare, there is room also for soul caring. Amen?
No.
Let me quickly allow you to recap while I give the last two or the last three.
Well, I'm going to try. You've gone so far. Okay.
Okay.
So dealing with the gains, gains, empowerment, anointing.
You can take it from the spirit of glory. Since we already dealt with all that last week, I started this week with prayer anointing, that's verse 9, that comes upon you.
Okay. Spirit of glory. Okay. The glory of the Lord will be your reward, and it removes all type of shame and reproach from your life.
Exactly.
So then your face will begin to shine. And then the next gain is that you can call to the Lord, which means to pray, and he will answer.
Oh, yes.
And then number 7 is to cry, and the Lord will take away the yoke.
Yes.
Correct?
Prayer
okay.
anointing. Number 6 is prayer anointing.
Prayer anointing.
Prayer anointing. Cry unto the Lord. Call upon him and he will answer.
Uh-huh. And number 8 is compassion. One of the gains of it is compassion, the giving ability, the ability to care for soul and satisfy the afflicted soul.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
Then, okay, let me continue from there. Then the next one, the next benefit that comes into you because of your empowerment in fasting and praying, verse 11. Can we go to verse 11 if you have your Bible, which you said, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. When you fast and pray, you cannot miss your way. In fact, most of the reason so many people fast is to seek guidance, is to seek God in the kind of decisions we want to make. So in your battles, in your spiritual warfare, in your prophetic warfare, you want to know the way. You want to know how to move. The Bible said David inquired of the Lord. That's another part of the dynamics of prophetic warfare that we will go into by maybe toward the end of this program and next week. Amen. David inquired. So when you are in your mode of fasting and praying, it is easy for you to receive guidance. The spirit of guidance will come upon you, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Someone with me on this radio channel tonight, you have been struggling for counsel. You have been struggling for the right direction. You have been struggling for the decision you want to make. Just take fasting and praying. Just a day. Take fasting and pray. Maybe you have the ability to do more than they did. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in trust and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden. Now the Spirit of God leads the sons of God. John 16:12-13. He said, when the Comforter shall come, he said, it will guide you. So fasting and praying gives you the room for the Spirit of God to guide you. Guardian is a major asset in the journey of life. You can go and read Isaiah chapter 48, especially verses 17 and 21. Guidance is a major asset. An empire can crumble if you don't have the right guidance. One's life can crumble if you don't have the right guidance. So you want to put to shame your adversary. When you fast and pray, seek God for guidance. Amen? When you are led, your breakthrough becomes unstoppable. When God leads, he goes before you. So you're telling God, go before me in making this battle cheap. He said, you don't need to fight in this battle. He said, I will fight this battle for you. Even though he's saying that, you are receiving guidance from him. Amen. I want to quickly let you have this as you listen under the Spirit of guidance. When you are led, what happens? When God leads, he goes before you. To Cyrus, he said, I will go before you and make the crooked path straight. When God leads, he goes with the led. He follows. Psalm 23 says, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. God will be with you. When you fast and pray, he walks through you. When you fast and pray, he walks with you. And the Lord also walking with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders. When you are guided, he walks for you to confirm his word. 1 Thessalonians 5:24.
He works for you to do what? He works for you to...
He works for you to confirm his word.
To confirm his word.
Yes, to confirm his word. Because the scripture says that the Lord was walking with them. The book of Acts chapter 4. It said the Lord also walking with them, confirming his word with signs following. So you want to see signs and wonders in your life, fast and pray and seek for guidance. When you have guidance, God will walk with you. As he walks with you, he will confirm the word he has spoken. Remember, it is prophetic warfare. He will begin to confirm those words. And I said, finally, I said, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Remember, I said, faithful is he that calleth thee. And also he will do it. God will do it for you. So the Spirit of guidance helps your decision making. Finally, in fasting and praying, I want to lay it to rest with this. I want to lay the gains of fasting and praying in prophetic warfare. I want to lay it to rest with verse 14. Just rush with me to verse 14. There are many things you can bring out in your life as you fast and pray in prophetic warfare. Verse 14 says, Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Delighting in the Lord means the Spirit of love. I will love the Lord. As you love God, he sees your heart, not your face. He begins to answer you quickly. God bless you. Yes, because of time. You know, next week, I actually want to, because dynamics of prophetic warfare, they are in different phases. We just treated one. Another one is the garment of prophetic warfare.
Okay,
the garment of prophetic warfare.
Next week,
which
we'll,
is the use
we'll
of
pick
effort.
Up with the last one, which is the light. And I'll just try to recap the last few for you. So thank you, Apostle. Until next week, find your moment and try to grab hold to what Apostle has said. It makes sense.
listen
back and listen up for our recap. I'll recap everything for you. Find your moment. Okay. Thank you, Apostle. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.